Blog Talk Radio.
Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning as we continue our book study of Find You and You Find Everything, The Secrets to the Law of Attraction. It's been a wonderful, wonderful journey to hear these principles again and understand how powerful the law of attraction is and how it works in our lives. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Cynthia.
Oh, my goodness. Dr. Reggie's battling hay fever. It's been 2 days now as the pollen is really in the air here in Georgia, in Atlanta, and even though it's cold, and the heat is just miserable, miserable. Well, anyway, we're sending him a lot of healing light this morning. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So today we're going to talk about the relationship between the physical world and the non-physical world. And I hope that you guys are sticking with us as we go through the study. That this is the study of the law of attraction. You know, I am not here to help you guys get rich quick. I want you to understand who you are. And the reason I chose him a book is really based on the title, because he says, if you find you, you find everything. If you know who you are, if you know how divinely created you are, the power that you have, that you really understand the power that you have. You are an empowered being. Then you don't need anything. You create everything that you need. If I could just get you to see that. Boy, I'm telling you, I'd probably be the best teacher on planet Earth. it is such a liberating thought that when you're in the middle of a mess, and I'm going to tell you something, I am so grateful for my life experience because I created a lot of messes. And, you know, it wasn't intentional. I came on planet Earth to experience life. That's why you're here. You came here to experience life. And you know what? We have the freedom. I had the freedom to go off and do different things and experience different things. And then I find in the middle of some of my choices, they weren't making me feel good. I'm not going to say that these were bad choices or good choices or whatever, but it was just drama that I created that I go, ooh, this does not feel good. I do not like this. When I moved into the consciousness of, hey, if you don't like it, change it. All you have to do is change your thoughts. When I realized that, I was totally set free. So no matter what happens in my life, I know that I have the power to change it. And when I say I know, trust me, I really and truthfully know that I can change it. I'll tell you the couple of things that are the most important to me. Number one, do not judge or label anything. The moment that I release a judgment on something or I don't label it, I feel free. It takes the stress completely out. I used to, you know, didn't understand the whole concept of homosexuality. I didn't understand it, and it was very frustrating. And I was trying to reason through it and be logical about it, and then you're in conflict about it because what society says and how society was thinking, and then you're looking at the conflict that you're having of what's in the Bible. You're just trying to reach and reach and reach. Remove judgment, remove label, know that everybody is on their divine path. I don't worry about that crap anymore. This is your life. You do what you want to do. Love your life. Everybody is here experiencing the physical experience for whatever reason that they need to experience it because it's their divine path. We're all on the same path. We're all trying to rediscover who we really are. Find you, baby, and you find everything.
Man.
I let that go. That was number one for me. Number two, Cynthia, if you're not happy, choose something that's going to make you happy. And there's no limitation there. There's the only limitation is what I choose to be a limitation. So, hey, I'm a black woman. All that other crap that they want to tell you, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, or you have limitations because you are this and you are that. X, 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 X. Not in my experience. I choose not to believe that. Those are the two things that set me free. Now, I don't know what it will be for you. I really don't know what it will be for you. But I do know that it takes time to grab hold of these teachings and to live them. I'm still practicing. The difference for me and probably some of you is that when I find myself, I've been hearing this enough and I'm teaching it enough that when I find myself in error in my thought, I'm not there very long. You may be there longer before you go, oh, my goodness, like Cynthia told me to pivot and find a thought that makes me feel good. You know, it may take you longer, but don't beat yourself up. I love Honey Rubin because her thing was when you find yourself in that situation that you say, look how quickly I'm remembering, rather than, oh, my goodness, I'm backsliding and I'm not doing this and, oh, this law of attraction thing doesn't work anyway. I'm just going to go on through my life. Oh, no, no, no. Just if you're practicing, do you think that a musician can just get up and play? Some of them can. But, you know, those who are doing this professionally, they have to rehearse. They have to practice. Singers. You go and see Beyonce, and she's wiggling her little butt and singing and going across the stage. That girl works. She has to go to dance classes every day. She's exercising every day. She's taking voice lessons so that she has the endurance. She's practicing, practicing, practicing. Why do you get to get away with not practicing? You have to practice these principles. You want to manifest great things in your life. You want to experience instantaneous manifestation. Grab hold to these teachings, the law of attraction. And I know you've seen it on the internet, and I know you heard about it. Oh, I heard about that crap. I know, I know, I know. But I'm telling you, this is the core secret. And that's why they call this the movie The Secret. This is the core secret to how to change your life so that you are living every day in the moment, joyously, deliberately creating that which you desire. This is the core principle of bringing heaven to earth. So don't dismiss this lightly. Don't dismiss it lightly. Okay, so Dr. Reggie, you're going to take us into our morning prayer.
We are so blessed to be here at this time. Mm-hmm. We are so enlightened to have the light shine on us and in us and through us and act on a molecular level as us and on a cellular level as us. We are so powerful that sometimes we forget who we are and what we are. God, for our holy creation that you breathed into us and gave us a lot of elements to become a part of yourself, that we're never separated and we're never alone and we're never without and we never lack. We thank you for who we are. We can tap that resource within to manifest the things without that we want. A little trick that you taught me one time, and it works every time for me, with the law of attraction, with money, money come to me, shaken from the money tree. In abundance, 3 times 3, money, money comes to me, and here it is. Do that for 5 days, and it shall be. I thank you, God, for the power of prayer and the power of imagination and the power of manifestation, because we are so powerful that we need not ever neglect the magnitude and the profundity and the power of who you are in us. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Oh, my goodness. And so it is. Whew. That's a walk on water experience, Dr. Reggie.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for such a powerful prayer. Listen, everything that you experience is creating a vibrational platform. And each platform has insights and perspectives you did not have previously. So you can never look back with the same eyes, but with the vibrational experience and clarity that you have gained along the way. That's where we left off yesterday. We were talking about how when we grow, as we grow and as we experience different things, the way we look at things change a little bit. And Kimmel gives you this little comparison here, and I thought it was great. He says, you may have always wanted to be a millionaire in your life. And when you become a millionaire, you see the world from different eyes, just as you would have throughout the journey. You may then decide that you want to have another home to live in, or that you would like a yacht. And this viewpoint, it wasn't available to you from your previous perspective because of the beliefs that you had then. But it is available to you now because of the viewpoint that you have currently. So it is very important for you to remember that it is not because of what is or is not in your life that you have the viewpoint that you do. It always has to do with your perceptions, which is based on your beliefs, your emotions, and your observations. So now let's go into the relationship between the world that you see and the world that you feel.
Amen.
The key point here, as we go through the study of the law of attraction, is what am I feeling and what am I thinking? What am I feeling and what am I thinking? The physical and the non-physical world are both aspects of your reality. Take a deep breath, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we live our lives based on what we see, but it's the unseen that has all the power. And that's what I want you to begin to move into the realization that you're moving through your day saying it's not what I see, it's what I think and what I feel. It's the unseen world that's so important. And Himmel is telling you that these are both aspects of your reality, the physical and the non-physical. So have you noticed that when you use a magnifying glass and you focus in on something, it is so much sharper and so much clearer, and you have a deeper experience of it. And that is what the physical dimension that you are in, that's what it provides. It just gives, it's like a magnifying glass. So this physical playground creates a context for you to expand and to grow, to make decisions and choices and to see the physical manifestations, to experience the variety and the contrast and the desires and have new intentions of which to have further manifestations. It's a playground. It is the end result of what? Of your thoughts, which is unseen. Your thoughts are unseen. It is the end result of what makes you feel good or makes you feel bad. It is the end result of your spoken word. It came from inside, unseen, and pushed out into the physical. So your physical world provides a rich, full, and vivid experience. It is being in the driving seat of the car and having an experience of being in it. Whereas the non-physical experience would be from a whole other perspective. That is what you came into your physical life for, to have this life experience. And for the universe, equaling and meaning God, equaling and meaning source, for the universe to experience itself through your perspective. You really need to take a breath on that. The universe, God, is experiencing this physical reality through you. You just, like everything else there is, you are an important and a unique aspect for the universe to experience itself through your eyes. When I first started teaching Circles of Prosperity, I told everybody, I said, you know what? You are like a Land Rover. You know those little Land Rovers that they send up to Mars and they go through, here they are, here we are on planet Earth, and we send the Land Rover to Mars, and it's sampling the soil and going around and, you know, checking out the planet and exploring to see what's there, and it's sending, transmitting information back to JPL out in California, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are the Land Rover on planet Earth that God is moving through, and we can use a broader term and say the universe is moving through to experience this physical plane. And your body, just like the Land Rover is equipped with all this software and stuff so it can dig up some dirt and put it in and analyze it and shake it around and send data back to JPL. Your five senses interprets the vibration on planet Earth and sends that data back to the universe. You are an extension, like that Land Rover is an extension of all those scientists out at JPL. You are an extension of God.
Highest power.
Okay? So, if the universe was only one, there would be no way it could see itself and experience itself. So hence, everything around you is an aspect of the universe and of the universe experiencing itself. Are you guys getting that?
Yes.
You are an aspect of the universe. Oh, Dr. Reggie. You are an, and I love saying it this way, you are an aspect of God. Why? Because I perceive God as being all powerful, omniscient, all knowing, omnipotent,
and total good and total love.
Total good, total love. And those are the qualities that are within me. When I want to speak in broader terms, I will say universe, because I understand that that's eternal. It's forever and it goes for infinity. And when I want to move into the understanding of there is no other power, I say source. But they all mean the same thing. You are a part of all. that is. It can be said that your physical life is like a dream that you are living. The spiritual aspect of you has come into this life to have experiences that you do, and it is like a dream. And when you return to your non-physical self, that you wake up and you remember who you are. But when living the physical life, many forget that they are something much broader than their physical life and their physical body. They are spirit manifest in physical form, only to experience life and to flow energy through your desire. Wow. The Bible tells us what? We are spirit first. We are spirit first. And we pay too much attention, don't we? Too much attention to the physical world, all the drama that we've created, misusing the software that we've been given. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't come to this life to be small. You came to ask for your heart's desires. And in your clear calling, the universe will bring the resources and the manifestations to fit. And in doing so, you and the universe would both expand and grow and want more. It is about the living and the flowing of energy for your desires. It's more about that. It's more about the living and the flowing of energy for your desires than it is about the acquisition and having of them. So this is why I like the law of attraction so much, because I get to play. Okay, let me see what it would be like if I have an opportunity to grow and to expand. So the physical world is very different to the non-physical world. Both are different vibrations and different densities. The physical world is sharper and focused energetically and provides vivid experiences. The non-physical is softer and lighter with less density. And so due to the sharpness and the intensity of the physical environment, the emotions and sensations are more pronounced there. Much like a roller coaster, the ride you have on the physical plane is much more thrilling, and that's why you chose it so. So in thinking of your desires, you are channeling universal energy through you by your attention to them. You are channeling the energy of God through you based on your desires. You know, this is what I find interesting. The thing that you desire the most that you won't even tell people, listen, this is what I did. I know you guys are much better than I was. I was very green, okay? The thing that you desire the most, that you won't even tell your friends about because you think that they will think that you're crazy, don't you realize that that's the thing that you were sent here to do?
Hmm.
That is your mission. Now, once I recognize that, you know, the old people say, baby, that's God knocking at your door. You feel it in your heart, you feel it in your gut, but you tear it down and say, oh, it will not happen, it cannot happen because blah, 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 blah. Why am I just, that's just a pipe dream. And as quiet as it's kept, some of the people that love you the most will tell you, oh, honey, you can't do that. That's a pipe dream. But there is a power in the universe that is saying, I chose you to express this through. And that's where you should be going. That's what you should be doing. So, in thinking of your desires, you are channeling universal energy through you by your attention to them. Then feeling good is an indication of the energy that you are flowing through you. So he's making a connection between when you feel good, you know that you've got the energy, the universal energy flowing through you. This universal energy can be thought of as source energy. It can be thought of as God energy. It can be thought of as life force or anything else, even God flowing through you. And that's what I choose to say. This is the energy of God flowing through me. You are living in a universe which is not just physical but also non-physical, and it's spiritual in nature. They are not separate worlds. They are one, existing together, but it's at different frequencies. And this is very much why it is a world where what you see is based on what frequency or what vibration you are offering. You know, let me share with you, I love to go back to the Hicks material as we go through Himmel's book. Abraham is very poetic sometimes, you know. Most of the time, Abraham. They have a chapter 4, and I'm reading from The Amazing Power of Deliberative Intent. And I've shared this with you guys before. You are vibrational extensions of the non-physical. As you have come to know yourself in your physical body, if you are like most of our physical friends, you do not really know yourself as we know you. Because you see your physical nature. You see the flesh, the blood, and the bone of you, so to speak. And certainly we acknowledge that you are all of that. But even more than the physical manifestation that you know as your body, we know you as consciousness.
Wow.
As vibration.
Wow.
And as an extension of the energy stream of source.
Amen.
Abraham is saying, oh, you are much, much, much more. All the power is in the unseen, baby. All of the power is in the unseen.
Amen. Well,
your thoughts, your feelings, that's the higher frequency. You are far more vibration and energy than you are the physical being that you recognize as you. How are they defining you? You are vibration and energy. You know, when they show the movie Iron Man, I don't know how many of you have seen that.
I love it.
He was injured, and he has this little implant that gives him power, and it's this glowing blue white light.
Amen.
That is in the center of his chest, which we would call the heart chakra.
Amen.
That is his energy source. When I think of spirit, that's what I see.
The heart.
Yes, the energy of that. If that was his power pack. Your spirit is your power pack.
Yes.
Okay, so they're saying you are vibration and you are energy. If you could just get rid of looking at your physical form and only see this power pack, and how it is able to do so much, you're closer to seeing who you really are.
True. Yeah.
And it is only when you understand yourself as a vibrational being that you will be able to acknowledge the vibrational energy continuum that is really you. And it is really only in the conscious realization of that continuum that you will be able to fulfill your true reason for being here in this body.
Oh, my God.
Or to truly enjoy yourself in the process. Oh, dear, sweet spirit.
Oh, my goodness.
What? That's why, I mean, I can never, our English language is so stilted. I can never find the words to really awaken you to who you truly are. I'm always scrambling. There's no word to describe it, so I try to find images or things so that you can repaint who you are. Because until you find out who you really are, oh,
nothing will work.
You can only manipulate and control the system that man has created so far.
Amen.
And I'm going to ask you right now, how is that working for you? How is that working for you? We're talking about true freedom here. True freedom. When you discover the power within you. Here's what Abraham said. Often people feel disoriented when they try to see themselves as vibration or as energy because they are accustomed to observing only the physical manifestations of those vibrations. But in your observation of your world and all of its physical characteristics, it is easy to get so involved in the result of the vibration that you disregard the vibrations that are responsible for the results. We pay too much attention to the physical world, what has manifested, and we don't pay enough attention to the cause. Where was it created in the first place? Thought and emotion in the non-physical. That, this is a powerful, powerful lesson. Powerful lesson. We could stay on this for a month and still probably not get it. The world has a myriad of possibilities and will give you what you are choosing to see through your vibration. You are the physical manifestation of your essence. What's your essence? Spirit. It is the same with everything else around you. There is a vibrational and non-physical or energetic reason for everything that is around you. There is no coincidence. There is no coincidence. Wow. You have possibilities beyond what you see. You have been used to living a life where the possibilities that you see are based on what you have already seen. You have been used to looking at what is around you to determine what is possible and what is not possible. Check that out. How many of you are doing that? Oh, I can do that because. Listen, before Barack Obama became president, how many African Americans believed that they could be president? And here's my point. Based on what we're studying now, we should not define ourselves based on what we can see. We need to define ourselves on what we believe.
Amen.
And our belief should be unlimited. But right now you got a lot of little black kids saying, I could be president because Barack Obama was president. But what we should be teaching our children is, you can be president despite what you see.
Amen. Amen.
You have a creative power in you. The desire is within you. You can become that.
Amen.
That's not going to say it's going to be easy or there's going to be challenges. I mean, it wasn't easy for Barack, and he's still, they're tearing him down left and right now, just even after getting that and making that accomplishment.
Amen.
Being president is no easy journey. I don't know who would choose that. But he did. Don't pay attention to what's around you. You need to create your own reality. You're doing it anyway, so it might as well be what you want.
That's not by default.
Exactly. And that's, Dr. Rachel knows, that's what I've chosen to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to limit myself anymore. I choose not to do that anymore. And the journey is difficult for me. Stop messing with me. Dr. Rachel. Oh, my goodness, I'm sorry. Why are you doing that?
I love you.
Oh, my God, he's putting his hands in my face and trying to stroke my arm, and it's just throwing me all off the level this morning. He's trying to love on me this morning. Okay, I love you too, honey. So the drawback with that, meaning when you are looking around you, I'm trying to pick up now where I left off. See, you threw me all off. Okay, so the drawback, with paying attention to the physical world and making your decisions on what is possible and not possible, the drawback with that is that you can only expand and grow based on your observations of what has already gone before. I heard someone say, if I do what I think I want to do, they had an idea, people will think I'm crazy. And they said, well, if you think back on when the Wright brothers said, we're going to fly, people thought that they were crazy. Or we're not going to use horses, we're going to have a motor car, people thought they were crazy. When they went to discover this continent, Columbus, at that time they thought the world was flat. If you keep sailing, you'll fall off. They thought he was crazy. So wouldn't you be in good company if you were choosing to do something that everybody else thought was crazy? How do we expand and grow? Can you see from those experiences, if they stopped and said, oh, this is the only thing that's possible, we wouldn't have done some of the greatest things that in the 20th century, the 21st century, all of the things that you're seeing now was because somebody was not afraid to expand and grow. They were not afraid to be thought of as crazy. So you're in good company if people think you're crazy. And everyone on this planet benefits from your crazy thoughts. We all expand and grow, and it goes and it has a ripple effect throughout the universe for our expansion. You would not allow yourself to think of possibilities beyond them if you are focusing only on them and attracting more of the same. If you only do what everybody else has done, you know, it's a safe life, I can say that. It's a safe life. To me, I would be bored. I would be bored. So he gives this example. If you have been used to having a moderate income, and that is the way you feel about it, you will be offering a similar vibration to attract more of the same. You are looking at what has happened so far rather than using your imagination and envisioning how you want things to be. So are you broke and all you're doing is looking at the fact that you are broke and saying, Cynthia, you don't understand. I can't do that because I'm broke. Dr. Reggie said, oh, no, God is not broke. All you're going to get more of is being broke.
That's your prayer.
All you will get is more of being broke. Stop looking at the reality. You know, when I first started working, I was making, I think, about $700 a month. That's how, you know, I'm old as dirt, so $700 back then was a lot of money. And so what I would do in my checkbook, that also tells you how old, long ago that was when we had checkbooks and paper checks. What I would do in my checkbook balance is I would add a digit. And so instead of it saying $700, I would have it say $1,700. I gave myself a $1,000 raise in my checkbook. I didn't realize it then, but it was I was changing my physical world so that I could change my beliefs. And I did that all consistently. The way I increased my income was I began to visualize it and imagine what it would be like to have that much money in the bank. And I continued to increase it and increase it and increase it to where to what felt good for me. Okay, yeah, that feels good. So then I went from adding one digit to adding two more digits. So now I've got $27,000, $27,700 in my account.
And also just tell them that at one point we have almost $1 million in the bank.
Yeah. So, it's what makes you feel comfortable.
It is.
But I changed what I was seeing in the physical so that I could get the non-physical thing happening there for me.
Yes.
And it manifested. It manifested. If you are only looking at what has gone before, whether in your own life or in someone else's life, you are limiting yourself to the potential available to you.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, God. He goes on, he says, if you have had a moderate income, how about exploring what a great income would be like? Can you imagine that experience for yourself? Can you get some magazines or some books or watch programs where you can experience this? Do you know someone or someone who knows someone who is living a life like that, that you can meet or be around and experience what this would be like? You don't have to necessarily agree with everything about them. You're just wanting to evoke the vibration of what you do want. And you want to resonate with it within you, inside of you. You want to have the feeling. You know, I used to walk through, I would work a night shift, and I would walk through these office buildings. Okay, and I don't care if you guys think I was crazy. I already told you I'm in good company if I'm crazy. But I would walk through these buildings, through this office building, and I would imagine that it was my office. Now, these were huge offices, okay? Grandiose, beautiful, overlooking the city of Los Angeles, and I was pretending it was mine, and I was walking the halls saying I owned it.
I remember that.
Dr. Benjamin remembers. And that's when I really, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that money is energy. And what I was experiencing as I was walking through those halls was the amount of energy that was required to make things like that. It was a powerful experience. All of the people that had to come there to make that office run on a daily basis, that was energy, vibration, the consciousness of the people to attract clients. That was energy, vibration. Ooh, this is a great lesson. We're going to go ahead and go into our closing prayer. And we'll pick up talking about this tomorrow because it's so important for us to shift into understanding our non-physical power.
Father, what a great lesson. Thank you for everybody who listens. And may they be blessed by hearing this.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing, faith comes by hearing. Let
Amen.
Them activate their faith by hearing these words of power, wisdom, and assurity. Let them grow in the power of the Holy Spirit and let them manifest their desires on every level. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Oh, my goodness. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. Go and play in your physical playground, okay? Create something magnificent. Come back.